And now, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents its view of life. Critique, positive, all creative, good. We just do the best we can. We're just confronting life. Here we go.
So, what we're doing, by the way, the podcast, the Bigfoot Podcast, very, really wonderful. Good numbers on it.
Especially when we went into that cave and you did the loud, actual call.
I'm not going to
do it
now.
Where it had a high ceiling. And we did different versions, close and far away.
Yeah, that was good that you thought that, because the last one was the best.
Yeah, and it just echoed, and I think that's exactly what a Bigfoot does sound like.
That's the one that was in the podcast, so.
And that's the El Dorado Caves out in Nelson, Nevada.
Then I found some more gold and silver. I got to post a picture of that, little fragments of it. It's the kind of gold and silver that you crack open. What's exciting to me is it's rocks that have been pulled out of the ground 150 years ago. By someone else has already done the hard work, the miner 49ers. And then I come along, crack it open with a quarter pound sledgehammer, bam, gold and silver.
It was pretty amazing.
So this podcast, what we're going to be doing is we have a selection of a whole bunch of dark shadowed silhouette cartoons.
Kind of like, what do you call them when you do your hands or a projector when
yes.
you were younger?
Yes.
What do they call them? Not hand puppets,
shadow
but
puppets.
Shadow puppets. Gotcha.
Shadow puppets, yep. Yeah. And there's, I'm going to post, this is a picture, this thing has been floating around on Facebook for years, but I just snagged it because I figured we'll have some memories or some stories to tell.
Cut the bullshit. We're both busy and we're tired around the holidays. This is easy, so let's just get to it.
Cartoons
yes.
are what I need, okay?
And exactly. They relieve us of stress. Look at Bugs Bunny. They say if you like Bugs Bunny, you defy authority. I know a guy that actually went for a job interview in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
They asked him what his favorite cartoon character is. They said one of the reasons you didn't get the job was because you liked Bugs Bunny and he defies authority.
Now, that's funny. I mean, if you're going to be doing a composite profile, biorhythm, rhythmic, analytical, based on your cartoon character that you like, hey, I got a bus full of them that I like. So I like them all.
Just don't single out Bugs Bunny because something's in those carrots.
All right, so our first one, pretty obvious. Mickey Mouse.
With a tail, which I'm surprised. Usually you don't see Mickey with a tail.
You know, now that you mention that, you really don't.
No, you never do. I never see Mickey with a tail.
Yeah.
Now, the older cartoons in the 50s, 40s and 50s, I see them when they're like with the black and white. And, you
right.
know, you see all that weird stuff. He has a tail. But I've never seen him with a tail in any other ones.
Yeah. Now, have you ever seen the very first cartoon that Walt made of his
Steamboat something?
Steamboat Willie.
Yes, I like that.
That is cool because it is public domain. Has been public domain for a couple of years now, which means anybody, you can make a t-shirt with Steamboat Willie on it. You can take the video and upload it. It's
you
public domain.
You can do
domain.
A podcast on it. They can't take you for royalties. I love it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's good that it eventually becomes public domain. So
we have a shout out this week. We have a very beautiful young lady following us from 2018 CoverGirl.
The play, I get her, Jordan Emmanuel, who's following the podcast and listening now. December 2018 calendar Playboy girl model extraordinaire model.
Jordan, single and looking, come to Vegas. We can go out and hang out and have a coffee.
That's Jersey Mike saying that, not me. Let's get on to the next one.
That looks like Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck. I mean, I always loved...
You know what I love about him?
What?
His beak's on right. When they shoot him, a lot of times his beak's on yeah. backwards or behind his head or above his head.
Wabbit season. Them. Duck
yes.
season. Wabbit season. Duck season.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And then duck...
No, it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay. This time you start it.
Whatever you say.
Wabbit. Duck fire!
Dodgers of the 22 and a half century. I found a whole bunch of those cartoons of the new versions they made a few years ago, all on YouTube, all for consumption.
Wow.
Next one.
Ah. Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, ye Fred. How can you... Fred, you know who Fred Flintstone's based on?
I want to say the original Captain Caveman.
No, Mr. Honeymooner.
Oh,
Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
He's kind of modeled after. It's like you can say, well, he's modeled after John Goodman. He's modeled after. There's a lot of things, but it's primarily. No way. Where do you go? You know.
Yeah, I don't
Jackie Gleason.
I see it, but I'm just amazed by that because I was like, I didn't know that, and it's like. How can you go wrong with Fred Flintstone, yeah. Barney Rubble? You can't. You can't.
Back when, in the lyrics, we'll have a gay old time, when gay meant happy.
Yes. Just, still does in our book at the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Absolutely. But hey, Fred Flintstone. Now here's one. Do you know who's? I know who those two are.
I want to say Tasmanian Devil.
I made a small video of it when we went to visit the closing down Toys R Us store.
Tasmanian Devil, that's all I can come up with.
No. Hey, Ren, want to see me pull...
Ren and Stimpy?
Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Hey, Ren, want to see me pull a toaster out of my belly button? You stupid idiot, it's Wednesday, it's time for Danish. Again, another fun one. If you can find that on a YouTube playlist, turn it on, go to bed, and then you will have interesting dreams with Ren and Stimpy playing in the background.
My shorts.
Alright, I'll eat your shorts.
Yeah, eat my shorts. Buttman! Buttman!
Buttman!
What? Next one. Oh, yeah.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts, man. Don't have a cow, man. You know what? What's interesting is how freaked out a lot of people. Well, they didn't freak out, but just interested that they found out Bart Simpson's voice is done by a woman.
Oh, yeah. And they said she's under lock and key.
Mm-hmm.
She can't do anything. They own her whole right. She can't
do that
in voice in public. No, nothing. She just goes to the set. I guess practices at home. Who knows to say, but she's under lock and
years,
key. Yeah,
you know?
Man, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Okay. All right. I get a lot. I love this guy.
You discovered his secret sauce patty.
Yes, we did. That's
no,
funny.
You did, not me.
Well, I did. Yeah. Well, the podcast we did on the Krabby Patty super secret ingredient. SpongeBob SquarePants, you know?
Under the sea.
his laugh is a lot like Popeye's, you know? Hi, Squidward. Anyway, I'm not going to be doing voices tonight. So I have a lot of fondness for SpongeBob. I'll be honest here. After my fiance passed away, which would have been 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I had 6 or 7 SpongeBob SquarePants DVD collections. I would go to bed and I just threw myself into watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Fall asleep, wake up for it, you know?
See, that's good because at least you know that there are cartoons that can just make you
It's
separate.
A relief,
yeah,
you know?
Just relief,
just,
perfect
word.
It words.
Just pulls you into it, and that's what I let SpongeBob SquarePants, the whole cartoon, I'd watch like maybe 3 hours a night for like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that's amazing. Enough of that said. Oh, there's a mystery one. Do you know? With his bag of tricks?
No clue.
Felix the Cat.
Don't know who Felix the Cat is.
I think he dates back to World War II.
Wow.
And he would carry that. He had that bag of tricks, and he would always... It was black and white cartoon.
Don't know Felix.
Oh, well, you got something to learn then. Okay, well, Felix the Cat. So that means I'm ahead by 1 point.
You're ahead by a couple. Roadrunner. Can't miss him. Blip, 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 blip.
Meep, meep. Have you ever seen a roadrunner?
No. Somebody said they live in Australia. That's what it's based on. Is that what true?
I don't think it's maybe Australia.
I don't know.
I remember the first time I saw it, my dad showed me a picture of it, of what a roadrunner looked like, and boy, was I disappointed. It did not, you know, because you get this caption in your mind of the tail, the head, the hair on the, or the feathers on the head, the dorky feet matching the body and the neck. It's not a roadrunner, you know. But then, hey, it's a cartoon world. Next one.
Blue hair, Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson. I cannot understand how some people can say Marge Simpson looks sexy. Oh yeah, I had a friend named Adam who was like, oh yeah, Marge Simpson, I'd do her. And I'm just like, Adam, what are you talking about? It's a cartoon. And then he'd come back, yeah, well, I heard what you said about Jessica Rabbit. And I'm like, never mind.
I like it when they put her, like, boobs, like, really, I know some of those episodes, like the weird ones, yeah. Like for Halloween, which we just passed and stuff. She goes, why is my boobs, why is my outfit so revealing? Homer says, because we can show off your body, you know, your boobs.
You know. Homer's always in for that, okay? I know that one. Yogi Bear. Hey, Boo-Boo, give me a picnic basket.
Ranger, what about the Ranger?
Hey, Boo-Boo, Ranger Smith can go himself.
And he always finds the picnic. That's amazing.
I remember those Hanna-Barbera cartoons, because before Looney Tunes, there was Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera, they had all those weird shows, like, took place with dinosaurs,
yeah.
And then stuff would come out of their eyes.
Hanna-Barbera was in the morning, and then Looney Tunes was in the afternoon after school for 30 minutes. We'd see it on TV. And that's how I remember seeing them. I mean, Hanna-Barbera, just, I miss some of those cartoons that we put out there.
Oh, man, I miss...
The Herculoids!
Yeah, some of them, like, I forget the ones.
The original Space Ghost.
Yeah.
Not that Space Ghost Coast to Coast talk show crap. I love that stuff. Okay, that little guy. Football Head.
I was going to say Family Guy, the alien. I forget his name.
Nope, not the alien. Family Guy, that's right.
Yeah, the son.
Stewie,
but I thought he was an alien.
No.
They thought he comes from an alien.
The alien is the one on American Dad.
Oh, okay.
Roger, the alien.
Okay.
Yeah, Stewie's always trying to kill his mom. you foul, vagrant woman. Put me down. What's that? Oh, that's wonderful. He starts suckling.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah.
Gotta love your spinach, because he's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye the Sailor Man. I mean, when we were kids, there was a song that we were not allowed to sing because it had it went like this. It would go, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I live in the garbage can.
I live in a garbage can. I turn on the gas and I blow off my ass. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Our version was Popeye the Sailor Man. I live in the garbage can. I eat all the worms and spit out the germs. I like yours better. I'm Popeye.
Well, it would always be that you were threatened. If you sing that whole song, I'm telling your mom that you said that word.
First movie I went to with a friend, but I had to have my mom and my sister and my dad, she's younger than me, sit at another side because I wasn't old enough to go, was Popeye with Robin Williams.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I know that I have the 8-track somewhere, and he goes, I'm Popeye. I love that movie.
That movie, I mean, it is such a cult classic
today. Yes. Oh,
it was
man.
So bad then, but it's so good now. I remember when the monster, when Popeye was fighting the octopus monster, you could see the scuba guys underneath, they just left it in. It's like, they're just like, look, enough, leave
it
in.
Yeah, but wow.
Because we're like, hey, did you just see the scuba guy? Yeah. Next one. Okay, that's Popeye. And that's another person who he's kind of based on. This guy's based on.
Crab something from SpongeBob, right?
Yep, Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs, the
owner of the Krusty Krab.
Which you come up with the Krabby Patties. And when I'm back in Virginia, when my niece and nephew a couple years ago had to watch, we had to watch this every day after school. And it was SpongeBob. You had to watch this while they would eat their toaster pastries and stuff. I was like, oh, man.
How many episodes? Were you tortured?
5 days a week, an hour a day. I remember the one where he was the one guy, what was his name? The purple guy moved up in the world.
Squidward.
And Mr. Krabby Patty sold the business. He wanted to retire and go back. Oh, my gosh.
You don't sound like you enjoy SpongeBob very much.
I do, but not at that point.
Not
when you're forced and there's no action in Virginia.
Not at 5 days a week, one hour, no matter what.
No.
Now, that's a good story there. Oh, yeah. Charlie Brown, which is good because just after Halloween, hey, Charlie Brown, what did you get for Halloween?
Pumpkin.
No, it's Linus.
I thought Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
No, Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin, but Linus is the one who's always going to the pumpkin patch wait for the rising of the Great Pumpkin to bring happiness and shed joy to all the children of Charlie Brown land. No, Charlie Brown was the one who was getting a rock handed him to all the time. And I always like, because when I would say I'd get the gold, I'd find a gold and silver in one of my rocks, I'd be like, hey, what did you get, Charlie Brown? I got a rock, but it's got a gold and silver in it. All right, so here's your troublemaking one.
That's not Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, it is.
That's weird version looking of him.
He's hitchhiking.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, yeah, he looks weird there. Usually you see him with a carrot or standing up straight, but never like that. Okay,
looks Bugs Bunny. Looks like he's hitchhiking. I mean, still, I mean, at the end of the podcast here, we'll close it out with wabbit season, duck season, wabbit season, duck season. You got to have that in there no matter what. Okay.
Wilma Flintstone.
You know, I think Wilma Flintstone and Betty Rubble are kind of like their generation of the cartoon world of Ginger or Marianne.
Or Alice Cramden and forget her name, Trudy Norman.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like that type of thing, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, hey, Wilma or Betty? I'm going to lean towards Betty.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Oh, here we go.
Mighty Mouse. Now, do you remember the controversy of Mighty Mouse? They said he was sniffing cocaine.
Really?
When he used to go, Mighty Mouse. Some people said it was body odor. Yeah, there was stuff like this. This is how sick and twisted adult minds are. He would do a line of cocaine and zoom off. You didn't hear that?
Never heard that.
That was on the news. No. They says, what did Mighty Mouse get under his cape? Somebody said, he sniffed himself. They said, no, reality looks like he's doing cocaine, and he zooms off and does that. On a kid's commercial or a kid's, come on, man.
You got to go back and you got to remember, a lot of cartoons, like the Flintstones was made for the adults.
Yeah, but come
still,
on.
Kids could watch it. You know, that's a little. Yeah. I didn't see a lot of Mighty Mouse growing up. The kids show that we used to watch on every weekday morning was the Ramblin' Rod Show.
Don't know that one.
It was a local Portland show.
Oh, okay.
Ramblin' Rod. You could have. He had 30, 20 kids bleachers in there. He'd come in wearing a sweater every day, pins all over it, and this pretend boat would come in, and then he would show cartoons.
That's just like we used to have the guy, I forget his name, he was a comedian on Channel 53. You'd see him on like the UHF channels out of New Jersey, Uncle Floyd.
Ooh, Uncle Floyd, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a story about him and the monkeys. Oh, yeah, but that's another time.
Oh, wow.
He's not really what you call a nice guy, from what I understand.
Wow.
But we'll let that be. That's another day. How can you not
remember? Mighty Moose, whatever they call them.
Bullwinkle Moose.
Yeah.
Watch me pull a ribbon into my hand.
Yeah, but what was that? Wally World. The same thing from, they was like the same character.
Idea.
Yeah.
Same idea, yeah. The antlers and everything.
Marty Moose!
He does have kind of a Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Persona about him, you know, maybe Teddy Chase is the human version of a Bullwinkle Moose.
Who knows? I want to. Oh, I don't. I know that one. That's the doggy. I forget the name.
It's from Garfield. Is the cartoon?
Okay.
Odie the dog.
Oh, Odie.
The dog that's he's always so happy. He's not really. He's bright, but he's more motivated and energy, not quite knowing what he's doing, and he's always bugging Garfield, you know. We'll come up when Garfield's sleeping and lick him or something, and he's always bouncy, but if you didn't know that was Odie, that's a bizarre looking one, because that's his tongue hanging out, because he's always going,
doesn't look like his tongue, it just looks like, I don't even know what that looks like.
And so, if you want to look at these and go along with us as we're doing it, it's going to be posted on our Instagram page, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and also the account of my own personal one, WCW_comedy. Next one.
Goofy.
Goofy. How can you not understand?
Goofy, you know, by the shoes and the goofy walk.
Yep. Yep. And it's always said, what is Goofy? A dog or a human?
Maybe a combination of a dog-human.
There is some. I'm not going to Google it right now, of course, but there is something they said that he is he's not a dog, but some other kind of prototype or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know exactly. Wow. He's an interesting one. There you go. There's the purple one.
Oh, another SpongeBob one.
Yep, that's.
I don't even know.
Come on, you saw enough episodes against your will.
I don't even know what his name is.
SpongeBob, leave me alone! He plays the clarinet. He's the cashier at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah, he also, isn't that the guy that tries to steal stuff too, like ideas or something?
He will, if he can't, he can't stand SpongeBob, but he deals with it.
Yeah.
Squidward. Squidward the Squid. I know that one. That's a, do you know what that one is?
Not at
it's
all.
It's almost into the borderline of late 80s into the early 90s.
No clue.
Dee Dee, get down to my laboratory.
Dexter's Laboratory. That's Dexter.
Oh, okay.
And again, another fun cartoon. If you can find
but
a good...
But that looks like a bad version of that. It just looks like a blob.
Well, I mean, because you got his ear right there. And there's that little spot right there. That's his glasses. That's sticking out from the side of the silhouette. And then he always wears laboratory gloves. So he's got his hands on his hips like that, going like that, because he's not very tall.
Gotcha. Okay. Everybody knows this. Snoopy.
Snoopy, the Battle of the Red Baron.
Oh, I love that with his doghouse. He would be like,
yeah,
an imagination growing up as a kid, and he's just...
I can't remember his name. I met the guy a couple years ago from the McCoys. It's the McCoys. Who did and sang the Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Oh, wow.
Nicest guy. Oh, I know that one. It almost bugs me that I got brain cells that keep this filed away.
No,
that is Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls. Their arch nemesis.
My name is Mojo Jojo. I am going to defeat the Powerpuff Girls.
I remember the Powerpuff Girls, but I don't remember him. Wow.
Well, he's got like this glass dome on his head because his brain is so big.
Oh, and wow.
He's not a nice guy.
That one I know. Olive Oil.
You know, I mean, because Olive Oil from Popeye, she's never had... I mean, Olive Oil was the sex symbol.
Didn't... Who played Olive Oil?
Shelley Duvall.
I was just going to say, yeah... She looked, because she looked like Popeye's type of girl back then. Because remember Brutus mm-hmm. come in, the guy with the big black beard, Brutus.
It was either Shelley, if Shelley Duvall never was going to do it, I believe that they had Diane from Cheers, Diane Chambers.
Shelley
Long was in line for it. Oh, I hope I'm getting that right. It's late while we're doing the podcast here.
Wow.
Da-da-da-da. Henry Mint, every kid.
Da-da-da-da.
Watch the Pink Panther, and you knew that name, Henry Mancini. That's the only way you learned about who that name was Henry Mancini was from the Pink Panther cartoons.
How about Peter Sellers, the Pink Panther?
Even better.
Da-da-da-da.
Because then when you heard, a real live-action Pink Panther,
you
felt disappointed, and you got a little bit older, you saw the movie, you understood it.
They even had a slot machine, the Pink Panther, out.
Really?
Yeah, everything. Oh my gosh, you gotta love this guy. Da-da-da-da. Mr. Cool.
I'm trying to remember the name of the company that owns
Saber.
Him. Yeah, but Henry Mancini. Yeah.
Solver, whatever.
Henry Mancini, the Pink Panther theme. All right, coming around to the corner here.
Betty Boop. How could you not like that 40s, 50s, I think 30s sex symbol?
I want to say 30s, Boop. Yeah.
Depression, right?
Yeah, but I always thought the square head. So I mean, look at it. It is a true square, hit the square jaw and everything on that. I think they probably did that to allude. You could make her too sexy. I've heard that there's picture test photos that they did of her drawing, and she was too sexy, so they had to give her the square head to make her less sexy.
More cartoonish versus
versus
a sex symbol calendar pinup girl, cover girl,
pinup girl, like what you would put on your war plane. Back in World War II. Betty Boop. Next one. Hey Arnold.
Oh, wow.
this is the one that starts putting shit into the 90s. I never could watch that cartoon. It was just too... It's like maybe I could do one and then that'd be enough. The kids had strange drawn bodies, you know? I just couldn't do it very often.
Casper, right?
Casper the Ghost.
Yeah, you can't forget Casper. Casper was a good ghost, but nobody wanted to play with him.
Right.
The kids, it's sad.
I remember I always watched... I mean, because I was watching Casper, I think, before I was aware that I was watching Casper. Because my mom would put me in front of the TV. There was Casper the Ghost.
Yeah. They had a movie, Casper, right?
They did.
And he had an appearance on Scooby-Doo, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Like a cameo. You know, hey, he's Casper. You know. Okay, I know part of this one.
No clue on that.
It's the time-traveling dog and his buddy. Oh, geez, this is bad because I shouldn't know this one. Because he would be... His voice, it wasn't like... It was like elementary. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember that one.
Pass. Move on.
Next one, coming down to the wire here.
Tasmanian Devil.
Tasmanian
Devil. Now, everybody's got to know a Tasmanian Devil. New Jersey, we have the Jersey Devil, which looks a little bit like the Tasmanian Devil, but yeah. It's not the Tasmanian Devil, because the Jersey Devil flies and the Tasmanian Devil spins.
Spins around.
At a million miles an hour like a tornado.
And I remember in grade school, we got to talking about this. Like, let's go look it up. We looked up Tasmanian Devil and found out it was a real animal.
Oh, wow.
And it was a real animal that would basically take on, it didn't back down from a fight. And it had a jaw strength that it could bite through bone. That's why Taz is Taz.
Taz is Taz.
Oh boy, I should know that one. That's bad.
That's that blonde haired kid. I know. I don't remember what cartoon he's on. I just know he has blonde hair.
You know what? Okay, so there's two that I don't know on this one, but that one I should know.
Pass.
We'll post that one up for a question, okay? These two.
One's the Mighty Mice Brain. I don't know the other one.
Binky and the Brain. You know, hey, Brain, what are we going to do tonight? What we do every night, Binky, we're going to take over the world. Yeah, because Brain is always the smart one, and Binky's the stupid kind of... It's kind of like a Honeymooners thing with a Norton, because...
Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah, an Itchy and Scratchy thing going on. And we're at the last one. What the hell is that?
No clue at all. Looks like a female, but from what?
Damn. All right, so that's three that we don't know what they are.
I know a lot less than three. I mean, a lot more I don't know than three. So that's weird.
That's bad that I don't know that one. It's got something on its head coming up.
Looks like a woman's hair, but who knows?
I want to say dumb.
Oh, no. You know what that is? That's that Trojan thing. Remember that cartoon that was a Martian that was a Trojan?
Oh, it's Martin Martian. Yeah.
I remember that because you got the thing that stood up.
There he is. Yeah. Cause, okay. If you look on the left there, there's the bottom because he wears that Caesar's helmet.
Yes, that's what it is.
And that's what that is. And it's the back part. You're right. All right.
I remember that because he was always fighting. Always, I'm going to take over the world. Leave me alone. Knock him out. He's always coming back. Kind of like that guy from the Flintstones, that one thing.
The Great Gazoo?
Yeah, the Great Gazoo. Wasn't there when you needed him, but when he wasn't wanted, he would always be there.
Gazoo! So those are the cartoons. We're going to post the whole thing, and we're going to put the two up there that we don't know what they are. You can tell us, please. Coming soon.
This, folks, is a Warner Brothers television production.
The Bugs Bunny Show.
Overture, turn the lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, turn the lights. This is it, we'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.